It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The net this week is awash with complaints about privacy and Instagram. That's the photo sharing application Facebook bought this year for about $1 billion. A new Instagram policy is set to take effect within weeks that seemed to give the company the legal right to use your photos in advertising. Even though the company says it has no plans to actually use pictures this way, the change is angering some users.
The new policy says that Instagram, that is Facebook, now has the perpetual right to sell users' photographs without paying them or even notifying them.
Declan McCullough is a senior writer at CNET. He believes the move threatens the goodwill Instagram built up with its 100 million users. Documentary photographer Theron Humphrey, who has 150,000 Instagram followers, has been one of those loyal users.
I don't think it's quite as dramatic as everyone, including myself, has made it seem like on Twitter. But it almost doesn't matter because they really shook the foundation of their user base. Like, it just wasn't respectful.
Humphrey is thinking about canceling his account. In a statement posted on its official blog, Instagram says it's listening to the criticism and, quote, "To be clear, it is not our intention to sell your photos. We are working on updated language to make sure this is clear." Paying for internet via cell phone is often like packing for an international flight. You want to fill that suitcase with as much as you can, but you don't want to cross the weight limit because it'll cost you. That's how it is with caps on internet data plans. It's expensive if you cross the limit. Susan Crawford, a visiting professor at Harvard Law School, says the phone companies claim they have caps so that they can pay back all the money they pour into building the net.
They'd say, look, it's extremely expensive to build the hardware, lay down the wires, dig up the dirt required to provide high-speed internet access to Americans. We can only do that if we have enough money coming in to fund our operations.
Another big argument is that caps help keep data hogs from clogging the internet with their gluttony. But a report from the nonpartisan think tank, the New America Foundation, finds caps hard to defend, in part because they don't help with moment-to-moment congestion on the internet. Plus, the report finds the caps stayed pretty constant, even as the cost of delivering internet data fell sharply. Nate Anderson at the publication Ars Technica has been following this.
These caps are really a way for the companies that implement them to increase their revenues, and that they have very little to do with addressing network congestion, which is the reason that is always given to support them.
Susan Crawford says it's not just about what consumers pay. There's also worry that data caps hold back advances. Some interesting new online services that might use lots of data may not have a chance if too many people are worried about caps, Crawford believes.
Americans are paying more for worse service than many developed countries around the world. In South Korea, they're going to get a gigabyte of symmetrical fiber-to-the-home access. That means equal uploads and downloads. That makes possible cloud computing, all of these new uses of these networks. And that's a really important part of the story because this isn't just about consumers paying more. It's also about dampening innovation.
Susan Crawford is also author of a new book about the power of the telecom industry entitled Captive Audience. And before we go, this bulletin. A coal mining museum in Wales is putting in solar panels to save energy. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.